You talked about how your father, in that experience, you really saw how your father was his best self on stage.
Yes.
And I've known performers also who are incredibly private, but then they kind of come alive on stage. Mm. But something you describe is, it was like there were relational things that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it wasn't just this private being a performer. And I think that's kind of counterintuitive and maybe also kind of special. I mean,
well, he was a special performer, and he took all of his problems to the stage, to the spotlight. You know, it was like being bathed in light in a literal sense. He really worked things out. He healed things. Mm-hmm. He asked June to marry him on stage.
Right,
you know,
right.
He felt his most natural self on stage, his largest self.
And you also had experiences with him on stage,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I talked about this in my memoir, that this, the last time he played Carnegie Hall and he wanted me to sing a song with him, I Still Miss Someone, which is one of his greatest songs. And I was mad at him for some reason, and I said no. You know, what a brat.
Yeah.
And then I said no like a couple times. He asked me 3 or 4 times, and I kept saying no. And then we were at the hotel about to go to Carnegie Hall, and he asked me once more. And I said no again. And then he said, okay, and he turned away. And the look of his back struck me, like, because I had seen that angle of his back from the wings so many times. And it filled me with so much love for him. It really moved me deeply, because that's, you know, seeing my dad on stage was seeing my dad. It was really seeing into his soul. So I said, wait, I'll do it. And it worked out like I hoped, you know? Like, I didn't even know I hoped, but it worked out. I sang with him, and it all got fixed.
On stage.
On stage.
It's been a long time since I got to sing a song with her. I'm extremely proud of her. She's one of my favorite women in the whole wide world. I love her very much. I'm really proud of her as being such a great lady, a great mother, and a great artist.
Roseanne Cash. Hear my interview with her in our show, Roseanne Cash, Time Traveler. That's at onbeing.org.